Hi, Stan Fitchman here, Superfly Oz. Wanted to give you a bit of a preview just before we get started with the 89th episode of the Superfly Oz podcast. This episode is special, for it is the first time that two different programs that I'm a part of now are joined together and are able to share material between the two. Every Monday here in Honolulu, I am a radio host on a show called the 808 State Update. It is on AM 940 here in Honolulu, and it's also at 808stateupdate.net. Thanks to permission from the owners of Madison Broadcasting Company, the owners of the show, and producer extraordinaire JR, I was able to get permission to rebroadcast an interview that I had with 76th president of the Hawaii JCs, Newt Pham. So I'm really excited about the fact that I'm able to take material from one show and now put it onto another, both of which I am very much involved with.
Start the show.
Welcome back.
Just before we begin with the encore presentation of this interview that I did on Monday the 18th, I wanted to let you know that you're going to hear three voices on here. You're going to hear myself, Stan Fitchman, Superfly Oz. You're going to hear Newt Pham, who is the 76th president. And then you're going to hear the third person, which is JR, the person who is the producer extraordinaire of the 808 State Update. One more thing, I just wanted to give a nice shout out and thank you to Jack James, who is the owner of Madison Broadcasting, for allowing me to have special permission to rebroadcast and to present this encore presentation of the interview that I had with Newt Pham, 76th president of the Hawaii JCs. We are going to go ahead starting our interview with 76th president of the JCI Hawaii, or as I used to know it, as the Hawaii JCs, yay, Mr. Newt Pham. So let me do a little introduction here for the listeners here. Newt Pham is the 76th president of the Hawaii JCs. He got elected in August of 2018 to lead the Young Persons Leadership Organization for the 2019 year. The JCs are a civic organization made up of business and community leaders teaching young adults to become leaders in their companies, communities, and the world. There have been thousands of JC members here in Hawaii over the years, and we'll give you a list of some of the names that you may be familiar with. Walter Dodds, former CEO of First Hawaiian Bank. Congressman Ed Case, who has recently gone back to Congress. Hawaii legislator Representative Mark Nakashima, and the late Congressman Mark Takai, and also his wife, were members of the Hawaii JCs. They've all been members of the Hawaii JCs. But without further ado, let's bring on board Mr. Newt Pham. Welcome, Newt, to the 808 State Update.
That was it. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thank you so much. How are you doing?
Doing okay. It's been an interesting day for me. So
I heard that you had ridden into the studio here on a biki.
Yeah, I came here on a biki. I've been trying to get a little more of the last mile solution on recently. So I've actually been riding a moped around town, trying not to get hit. But
no, that's great. That's great. You know, innovation in regard to transportation around here. Unfortunately, I'm a little bit more old school. But then again, I do drive all the way out from the east side of Honolulu to make it over here. So I do need to have a car for that. So first of all, Newt, President Newt, I should say. One of the terminologies in the JCs is that we always use the title as well as the first name, not the last name. So like we say President Trump for President Trumps. But in JCs, we say President Newt. So that's his first name here. Tell our listeners more about the JCs and its impact both nationally and internationally.
So the JCs, what we do is we teach leadership, as mentioned. We really try to show the value of being an active young citizen. So we're reaching out to the generation that's 18 to 40 and then trying to teach them how to be leaders, what it means to be active in your community, and then to tie that all in and, we have all these chapters that have been around Hawaii for years and years, and we also have new chapters coming in. So it's a great way for people to develop their own skills and also to get out and do things in their community of value.
So you had mentioned chapters. How many chapters are there currently in the state of Hawaii, in the JCs?
Currently, we have 7 chapters, and we have an 8th chapter that just formed, and a couple more that are on the way. They're in the process of building their membership to start a new chapter. So Yeah, we're out there, and we're reaching out to neighbor islands. So we used to have a Hilo JCs. We're trying to bring them back. They've been dormant for like a year and a year and a half now. And then also Molokai. I took a visit out to Molokai last year to speak with a future chapter there, and also on Lanai.
So going to the role that you play in the organization itself, what is your job in the Hawaii JCs? I know it says president. Lots of different definitions as to what being president is. Tell us what it means to be president of the young person's organization, the JCs.
Well, we are a membership-driven organization. So, you know, my job is to make sure that all of our members have the opportunity to create positive change in the community and also within themselves. I serve a different function here because we have our chapter leaders, chapter presidents, and then we give them direction from the state, from our national and international organizations. So we have JCI USA, JCI International, and then JCI Hawaii is a state.
So JCI meaning Junior Chamber International, which is the umbrella organization of all of the JCs, all the way from the international down to the national, all the way down to the state of Hawaii JCs, as well as to, and then, of course, down to the chapters and to the members, which are the most important part of the organization itself, from what I remember in the days when I was in your seat, as you were talking about. So let's talk about JCI as in general. So JCI it used to be called the Junior Chamber. What is their focuses these days in regard to community building and other projects?
So internationally, they've adopted the UN Sustainable Development Goals. This, you know, was passed, as you may know, in 2015. Mm-hmm. So the Junior Chamber has focused on these goals globally. You know, there's 200,000 members worldwide. So all of them are working towards these measurements in Sustainable Development Goals. You know, here in Hawaii, they actually beat the Sustainable and Millennium Development Goals with the Aloha Plus challenges. So, you know, we try to participate in that as much as possible, and then also continue the traditions of some of our chapters that have been around long before these goals even started.
So you talk about 200,000 members worldwide, and of course we have about how many members are there here in Hawaii right now?
We have about 400 at the moment.
Okay. And so that spans from chapters like the Honolulu Junior Chamber of Commerce, which we just was talking about, their crowning of the cherry blossom queen this last weekend, all the way to other projects that are going on around the state here that the Hawaii JCs is a part of. Now, just to kind of introduce the listener to it, the Hawaii JCs was around and their chapters made some very high-profile projects in the past, such as the 50th State Fair and the Blood Bank, just to name a few. What are the key projects that are going on that the Hawaii JCs oversees these days?
So most recently, we did Night in Chinatown, the Honolulu Festival, the Cherry Blossom Festival, as you mentioned. We had a lot of visits from international chapters coming here and other leaders. But coming up this month, you know, we have Noodle Fest, you know, out in Kaka'ako. We're going to have the second annual Noodle Fest. It's doubled in size since last year.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah, come out there March 30th, you know, partake in the action. They have a couple challenges. If you want to eat udon until you can't eat anymore, or you want to eat the spiciest ramen out there, you can do that for competition. Also, we have the UCPA Rubber Ducky Race. We partner with UCPA on a number of projects throughout the year. So that's March 30th also. We're having that.
March 30th seems to be a busy day in the JCs.
We'll be out there. We have you know, a couple sponsored Easter egg hunts, Cocoa Head, Kaimuki District Parks. Our Aero drone racing program is coming up for its third season, I believe. They're expanding to middle schools from high schools. So that's like where high school and junior high students get to fly drones and race them through an obstacle course using first-person view goggles. So, you know, that's a part of our educational STEM initiatives. We do sustainability projects. We just had a Hamakua Marsh Work Day, Kahuku Point Coastal Restoration. We have World Cleanup Day coming up. We had some of our members participate in the climate strike this past week. And then, you know, Volunteer Week coming up. We're partnering with Kanu Hawaii for Volunteer Week in April. trying to be a part of that too. So, you know, we're very active in all kinds of events, you know, Special Olympics. We do blood drives with the Hawaii Blood Bank, Honolulu Marathon, the Dragon Boat Races, Meals on Wheels. We do anything that our members want to participate in. We'll help them. And if they have something they're passionate about, then we'll support and try to fund their own projects as long as they show that passion and that drive.
So just to be clear in regard to all of those projects that you listed, which is a ton of them, really, they're all run by individual chapters. Is that correct? So it's not the Hawaii GCs. Hawaii GCs is the umbrella organization. But the projects are run by the chapters. So they are the ones who recruit the members and they bring them in and they have these key projects that they do and stuff like that. So if you wouldn't mind, if you would probably kind of link up a project to a chapter as featuring in regard to what you have just said.
So, Cherry Blossom Festival just occurred, and that the Japanese Honolulu Japanese Junior Chamber of Commerce has run that for 67 years here in Hawaii.
Wow,
now.
That's
67
great.
Years. So, you know, they have seven, I could be wrong, they have more maybe, sister chapters in Japan that came to visit and supported. I think one of the chapters actually gave all the contestants pearl necklaces at the event.
Wow.
Yeah.
Pearl necklaces.
Yeah, and you know, they come to support, and they'll actually come here and do volunteer projects with us when they visit, and it's amazing. You know, there's so many members worldwide that are doing the same thing, the same movement worldwide, that they can come to support. You know, Nine Chinatown, the Chinese Junior Chamber, has been doing that for, I don't know
yes.
how long, yeah. years and years also. So that and their Dragon Boat Races, those kinds of things, Healthy Baby Contest they did also.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Exactly. I wanted to feature that a little bit. You know, the Healthy Baby Contest, we heard about it for a number of years as the Metal Gold Healthy Baby Contest. But it really started and it continues to be held as a Honolulu Chinese JC chapter event. And so that's extraordinary. I mean, they've kept on doing that for years. And I know that's, you know, a highly successful program, both for themselves and for the community. But let me ask you a question here in regard to what does this all mean for the, or it's the projects are not just done for the organization, but they are done to also enhance the skill sets of the members to become leaders in the community. Is that correct?
Right. So, you know, our members are the ones that organize these projects. They recruit for these projects. They fundraise for these projects and they budget for these projects. So all these skills that are necessary, you know, you find out as you develop as a member that you want to chair a project and someone will help you to do so and make sure that you figure out how to do it. And people are doing this all in their spare time. Everyone's working the same job schedule in Hawaii that, you know, everyone has. So they're figuring out how to do this and become better leaders themselves in doing so.
We're going to go right ahead and go to traffic and take a little break right here.
We are the 808 State Update here on AM 940 on air at 808 on AM 940 and live worldwide at 808stateupdate.net. Your Monday host, Dan Fitchman.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, listeners all over the state as well as around the world on 808stateupdate.net. I am here in the studio. I'm really honored in the studio. We're continuing on an interview with President Newt Pham of the JCI Hawaii, 76th president of the JCI Hawaii, and wanted to delve a little bit into your story in regard to how you joined the organization and how it has worked for you as an individual. Because one of the things for myself, being a JC for a number of years, I do know that the personal story is very important. So please tell us how you joined the organization and what's it done for you.
So at the risk of alienating myself to the viewers or the listeners, I'm not from Hawaii originally. I grew up in California for most of my life. I moved to Hawaii maybe about 6 years ago now. And then probably in my second year living in Hawaii, you know, I got introduced to the JCs through one of the volleyball leagues in the Rising Phoenix JCs. And then they gave me a chance to work on some projects. So I worked with the community over there for Easter egg hunt. And then the first one was, so for my work, I get to do renewable energy projects for a lot of the schools in Hawaii. So
wow, interesting.
I do energy efficiency, renewable sustainability. So I've been visiting schools you know, since I got here, I'm visiting schools in all the different areas, so I got to know all the different areas. And then some of the schools, I got to participate in what our project is called Adopt a School Day. And that's where we look to partner with schools, find community organizations, companies to partner with schools and ask how they can help. So I would go to these principals. I have meetings with them anyways and ask, you know, how can I help? And I was out in Wahiwa, and they said that they need slippers. So the principal's been buying slippers out of pocket for, you know, like every year, because these kids would show up to school and they would have to buy like 200 slippers to give to their students.
Really?
Yeah. So yeah, there's okay,
this is a lot worse than I thought. I'm thinking we needed to replace a few restroom doors, add some air conditioning, and now we're looking at slippers. Are we doing a clothes drive soon?
Have one of our new chapters is doing a clothes drive on the Waianae Coast. So that's one of their new projects coming out. So yeah, keep a lookout for that. But all kinds of stuff like this. We had in Palolo, they had a volleyball team, and they were inside the gym that we play volleyball in, and they would be playing barefoot or like in dress shoes because they only got one pair of shoes. And then we did a shoe drive for them too, and we got them athletic shoes and brand new jerseys. They like black and pink over there. They wanted black and pink.
Wow.
And they rocked it, and they got first place in their league. So yeah, I think that was a little bit of our part.
No, why kidding. Doesn't this make the 6 o'clock news? Stuff like this, you know, people working to give back to our schools instead of just more taxes. Oh my gosh!
But you know what? The one thing about the JCs is that the organization does this without really going out there and like promoting itself. I mean, you know, it's just a organization of a bunch of people who do things. I mean, you know, that's really the spirit of it these days. It was the spirit of it when I was a member itself. And what you do is you work hard, you fundraise, you give back to the community. And so how does that really affect, you know, what does that do for a person who's looking to get into the community and be involved in the community? I mean, what opportunities does that present for that?
You know, I think a lot of people, they find something that they're passionate about, and then they don't have the resources or maybe the know-how, or they don't know who else to ask when they try to get involved in a particular movement or a solution. So the JCs provides the framework and structure for you to do that. And we have support going up to international if you want to apply for grants from UN or what have you. But locally, you know, you're going to meet like-minded people. And then even if people are just initially in it just to meet other people and do something positive in their lives, then, you know, we offer that opportunity as well. So they'll get the support. They'll get the structure. We teach people how to organize projects, how to speak well, how to write well, how to debate well, how to write press releases, how to market their projects and everything. So we are that place where people can build themselves.
Okay.
And then, you know, get in touch with your legislator or what have you, so we can help connect the people to those organizations and the people that can help them find their solution.
So the JCs itself actually presents opportunities for individuals who really don't know anything about how to be involved in the community, for instance. You know, how do you interact with the community, especially like the leaders of the community or people who are the movers and shakers in the community? And you provide that a crosswalk or a bridge to those people from people who might not think that they would be able to even talk to people like, say, I don't know, Walter Dodds or the governor or any of the other movers and shakers in this town.
Right. You know, we are connected to Hawaii legislature. We have a lot of people working in the Capitol right now that are part of the JCs. And then also a lot of the former JCs are now a legislature as well.
You know, it's a small story that I have is I work with the apprentice program over at the Department of Labor. And we were going to a seminar, and I actually had my notepad, and it said JCI on there. It was a JCI item. And the guy looks at it, and he says, oh, I remember being a member. And I was like, really? I didn't realize that you were a member. He's like, yeah, he was a member back in the Philippines before he came here to Hawaii. And, you know, the camaraderie that comes from that. And also just the fact that it's almost, I wouldn't want to say it's a secret society, but it's a, you know, when you hear, like, two people who are from the JCs and they say, you're a JC too. There's an instant connection, no matter what it is. And I What I want to have you talk about is a little bit about the travels that you're going to be upcoming, that'll be upcoming for you relatively soon. I know that the national convention will be happening in Indianapolis, Indiana, or the year-end convention. I'm sorry, it's a year-end convention. Tell us a little bit about that and what type of opportunities it is for the members.
So, you know, I've been able to connect with our national organization. We do have a national vice presidents here. We do have Stan, who is our institute advisor to Hawaii.
I didn't know you were going to actually come up with that. Yeah.
Advisor Stan. we get to meet all the other state presidents out there. And then, you know, we do have some business. We take our meetings and all that. But we also have, development opportunities. And, it's a whole conference. So they have all kinds of activities for us to do as well while we're there. So that's going to be happening in early April.
Right. It's 4th through 6th, from
right.
what I understand.
Right, yeah. Right. And then that will be our year-end to help celebrate the achievements of the last year going forward. So, you know, recognize our members for all the work that they do across the U.S.
Let me just ask you, from here in Hawaii, we attending these conventions, stuff like that. What's it like for a regular everyday person, a regular everyday member to be able to go on those trips, either as a competitor for the Hawaii JCs or as a board member like yourself? What type of horizons does that show to you?
Well, one, you're traveling. So you get to see, not everyone in Hawaii gets to travel to some place like Indianapolis, or, in the past, they've been like Denver and Texas earlier this year. So you get to travel, and then you get to meet people in other communities that have been, some of these other JC chapters and states have been around just as long as they have in Hawaii, decades and decades of history. So you get to meet people that are the leaders of their community out there and see the great things that they're doing over in their states. So and then you get to see and meet all these like-minded people, members across. And then you do get the development opportunities too. So they'll have some trainings, competitions, all those kinds of things for members to partake in. And then, some sightseeing fun things to do, some socializing with your fellow JCs.
And definitely. I do remember times when a mix of us would go to the landmarks, and we'd enjoy them all. We'd enjoy being together all together, not only as JCs, but also as tourists of those areas too. So those are a lot of fun times. There's also international opportunities. There's a World Congress that is held every year. I just ask you, have you ever been to a World Congress, and have you experienced that type of level of JCs?
I have not. I've only met the international JCs coming to visit Hawaii, but I will be going this year to the one in Mendoza, Argentina. I'm really excited about that.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm actually going to be traveling. I run State Math Counts. Shout out to Math Counts right now. So I run the State Math Counts. I'll be traveling with our national Math Counts team, our Mathletes, to Orlando, Florida, right before this. I'll be flying out of Florida and then hang over to Mendoza, Argentina right after.
Is that a real word? Mathletes?
Mathletes? Yeah. Okay. I was a Mathlete.
Just checking.
By the way, they just did a Mathlete thing over, was that Windward Community College? What was it? I saw something in the news in regard to that recently.
We just had our state competition for Math Counts at Kamehameha Schools.
Oh, is it with Kamehameha Schools? Yeah. They look the same. Sorry, Kamehameha Schools and Windward.
They're both traffic. No, just kidding.
Right, exactly. Yeah, no, definitely. I saw that. So you, has your experience in the JCs helped you in regard to your work as in being part of this Mathletes, as well as the work that you do for the...
Oh, yeah. I mean, I got thrown in there as the coordinator. I was a volunteer and immediately got sent in there as a state coordinator. I had done Math Counts in California. I was placed in top 10 California when I was in 7th grade. So, little props. But, it's a great event. We had the people from neighbor islands coming in here. We had a competitor from Kauai. It's the first time we had a competitor from Kauai in a few years. So it's awesome to see him and his father come out here and participate. And, Washington Middle School, I got to say this because, we have, a group of private schools that used to win a lot. Washington Middle School, a public school, has won Math Counts for the past decade. So,
right on, Keiki.
Darn, that.
And teachers and parents for
that.
That
is awesome.
That is great.
That is awesome.
Wow, so much to learn.
Going right to traffic.
Aloha Hawaii, 808 State Update here on AM 940. Join us online at 808stateupdate.net. Your Monday host, Stan Fitchman.
Aloha, everyone. Hopefully you're having a safe drive home, a speedy drive home, as it is spring break for the schools here in Oahu this week. So we're last segment with president of the JCI Hawaii, Newt Pham. Newt, I wanted to ask you very quickly, how can one get involved in the JCs? What is the easiest way that one can find out more about the JCs and maybe even sign up?
So you got to become a member first. So to become a member, you can sign up, go to jcihawaii.org, and then you can sign up. You can take a look at our different chapters here. I think 7 are listed there. And then you can join one of our local chapters, see what events they're doing. And if you want to be focused on one of those chapters, then you can go ahead and join.
And chapters are doing stuff all the time. When is the next chapter project that's coming on up that people might want to come out and take a look at?
So we do need a lot of help for Noodle Fest, March 30th. Wow. Noodle Fest.
That sounds good.
Yeah, in Kakako. Kind of noodle vendor will be there. You can, take home some Simon too, and then participate in the competitions. We need a lot of help to support our vendors. So if you want to do that one, get in touch with our JCI Honolulu chapter, previously known as Asian American Junior Chamber. And March 30th, that'll be the one for that.
Is the website jcihawaii.org?
Yes.
Okay, so that's where we can go for more information.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Right. And then also our UCPA rubber ducky race. We're dumping, it's like 50,000, 60,000 rubber duckies into the Alawai. And then it's a little bit, you buy a duck, and then if your duck is the first or the last one, then you win a prize. So you can come help us, and we'll be helping dispersing the ducks and collecting the ducks and tagging the ducks and all that and selling the ducks also. So that'll be March 30th over there by the Alawai Canal and the Macaulay Shopping Center.
People can just come on down. If they're interested in finding out more about the JCs, they can just come and check it out, right? I mean,
right. Yeah, we'll have booths there. You can set up, sign up, volunteer, whatever you want.
Great. That's great. Any last thoughts from you, President Newton, in regard to anything else you would like to share as we wrap up?
I think it's great that the new generation, we've seen an influx of members trying to do positive things in their community. We want to support that as much as possible. So, become a member. Look to create positive change. Look at the sustainability of our state, and then try to become a leader. So,
community leader, fisherman once in a great while, mathlete,
former mathlete.
Newt Pham, President Newt Pham, 76th President of the Hawaii JCs. Thank you very much for coming on into the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Newt Pham, 76th President of the Hawaii JCs. So glad to be here on the 808 State Update.
Kind of blew me away because he said he was from the Bay Area.
Yes.
I don't know if he mentioned it on the air, but he did mention that to me. And I'm like, you look like you went to... born and raised in, graduated Pro City. But right on, man.
You know, knowing of Newt and how he is, he has an extraordinary, his family has an extraordinary story about coming over here to America from the time that, the Vietnam War era, mm-hmm. and coming on over and, now Newt, the son, he... is it a community leader here in Hawaii? So you got to keep an eye on the JCs as to what they are doing. They do some pretty extraordinary things. And as you mentioned, they don't really, they're not really seen on television or in the news and stuff like that. So 808 State Update is really happy to be able to highlight these type of things.
And that was my interview with Newt Pham, president of the Hawaii JCs for 2019. Thank you so much for joining us today here on the Superfly Oz podcast, episode 89. Once again, if you are not in Honolulu and would like to listen to my Monday show on the 808 State Update, it's at 808stateupdate.net. Along with that, if you would like to listen to this and older episodes of the Superfly Oz podcast, www.politicshawaii.com is where you're going to find the Superfly Oz podcast. See you next week, folks.